This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Well, I think Justin's going to go down as, in my opinion, as if not the best kicker of all time, one of the best, and I think he finished the season strong. We'll have those discussions, but I think, you know, I have every expectation that Justin's going to be a great kicker for us next year and moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Justin's been in the building the last couple of weeks, kicking and everything, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit. From a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information. And that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. Salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Not a one winning drive. Rookie minicamp, question what? Tyler Loop drafted sixth round out of Arizona. High in the sixth round, as John Harbaugh said. First time in the history of the organization they drafted a kicker. Took a punter.
Stroud.
Yeah, I think Sam Cook was a draft pick too, if I'm not mistaken, but could be wrong. But Tyler Loop gets picked. So there's one thing that never happened before. And you heard Eric DaCosta at the end of the season. Now, after the bye, 2024 season, Justin Tucker was bad by his standards. Actually, by league standards. He was one of the worst-rated kickers in the NFL going into the bye. And their last game before the bye, which is against the Eagles, he missed extra points and field goals. He was all over the place. And then post-bye, didn't miss a kick. Field goal, extra point, whatever, into the playoffs. And Eric DaCosta says, well, we anticipate he'll be our kicker. You heard what he said. Not just in 2025, but hopefully beyond. And then about a week later, the accusations came out, the Baltimore Banner, were inappropriate behavior, 16 different accusations, banned apparently from two of these spas. If I remember correctly, one of the spa owners came out and said, no, he's never been banned from this establishment. So either way. And then Sashi Brown, about a month or so ago, says we're just going to let the league's process take care of itself in regards to the investigation and everything along those lines. And then, of course, we just heard from John Harbaugh just 2 days ago saying, hey, it's a football decision. I like how he threw salary cap in there at the end. And then yesterday the news came, later in the afternoon, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. Justin Tucker via a tweet?
Yes.
Has been released. The last holdover from the last Super Bowl championship team. He was a rookie on that club. Gone. 13 seasons. Eric DaCosta, very touching tribute to Tucker and his accomplishments as a Raven. I mean, this guy's going to be certainly a Ring of Honor. Possibly, depending on how this investigation unfolds, a guy that gets a gold jacket goes in a can at some point as one of the greatest kickers, most accurate kicker in the history of the National Football League. I'm going to ask you, Vinny. Do you find the timing curious?
Oh, I think it's all been... I think it's definitely curious. I think when you go back to Eric after the season, they had their plan was they were going to bring in competition for him, for Tucker, because, you know, like you just said, he had the struggles midseason. He was awful midseason, cost him some games. All right, then he made 24 in a row. Then Eric, yeah, he's going to be our kicker for now and the future, because they figure whoever they weren't going to, they wouldn't drafted. They would have not drafted a kicker, you know. And then boom, accusations happen. Total change, even from everybody. And I'm guessing from Bisciotti, you know, right? They had a change of heart. And I don't think at that time, when it happened, I don't think he was ever kicking again for the Ravens. And then they draft a kicker. He's in the building. And kicker's gone. Today's the last day, I believe, rookie mini camp. They want Tucker. I was thinking about this. All right, why would you do it now? You know, well, Tyler Loop is in the building. I don't want Tucker in the building with Loop. You know, I want him to feel like it's his job. I'm not competing. And boom, let's get rid of him right now. And what you do as an organization is you'll talk to the league. All right, we're going to cut. How do we do? What do we got to say? Because Harbs was coached on what to say, what not to say. Trust me 100% on that. That's how he is protecting the franchise. By he's being the face, he's answering the questions. That's why Eric, you know, talked about football decision. You know, I mean that's what whoever the league told them, here's how you got to handle it. You cannot say because of his off the field stuff.
The ongoing allegations,
yes.
Which investigation
and,
not done.
And I mean Harbs, If you saw his face, he wasn't, when that question was asked, he wasn't real comfortable answering it, but twice he repeated football decision. And how many times did Eric say, I didn't even read the release, but how many, I'm guessing Eric said a couple of times in there too, football decision. You know, and like Bob, you said, from what changed football-wise from after the season when Eric said...
If it's a football decision...
It already been made.
What was he when he was out there, like, working out? Because he's been in the complex for 2 weeks.
Right.
Did he look that bad? Football decision, my ass.
Right.
Is what this is.
Right. And it's cover your ass.
Yeah, and if these allegations weren't there... And I'm not saying they're true or untrue.
Right.
But you look, we're talking about something... That was inevitable anyway.
Yes.
We kind of figured this was going to be the end game once it all came out. And it came out fast and furious. And Justin Tucker's denials came out by way of legal counsel. Fast and furious. League investigation still ongoing. But if these allegations did not come out, Tyler Loop's getting drafted by somebody else.
Yep.
10 days ago.
No doubt.
Sure as hell is in the Ravens. And maybe a vet or an undrafted free agent comes in to do, air quotes, competition for Justin Tucker. Those allegations, and we're not morons. Well, we are. But in this case, I don't think any of us. We all saw. The writing was on the wall.
And I think for Tucker's sake, Bob, if he doesn't come into the building... Just perception-wise, well, no, Tucker hadn't been here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, he's guilty. But if I come into the building, I'm sure his lawyers and stuff says, you go in the building, you work out, just do everything, you know, as you normally would. You know, otherwise people will assume that you're guilty because you're not going in. And now they made it real easy.
Yep. So for Justin Tucker, it's an inglorious end to his Ravens career.
If you have a problem with how the Ravens handled it, or the NFL, for that matter, give us a call at 410-583-1057. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. If you think this is the appropriate end result, we're listening to what you have to say. But I think there's irony here, where Justin Tucker is released a day after Mike Green addresses the media, mm-hmm. not wanting to talk about allegations of sexual assault made against him. And Eric DaCosta, during the draft poster, said, hey, we did all this due diligence to make sure this was cool or not. And Nolan, I think you brought this up way back when. So where were all these investigators with Justin Tucker? Because I'm sitting at the end of a bar, and some guy walks up to me before these things even became public with Justin Tucker, giving an example. Hey, you know, Tucker has been accused of, he likes these rubbing tugs. I'm like, the hell are you talking about? Yeah, it has happened. So if this guy knows it, how did the crack staff at Owings Mills not know it? Especially given the fact the allegations were more than a decade ago in some cases.
They've known it. They've known it. Their security people have known it. I mean, your security people, they're all ex-cops. And they have connections throughout the city. So they've known it. I'll guarantee you, Harbs and them, they've heard whispers about it for a long time. And then when it finally came out, I think they just got fed up. No, he's done. You know, so I think that they are in touch with the league. They have an idea. You know, Bob, when Harbs was talking, do you think he knew they were cutting him the next day?
That I don't know.
I would say absolutely.
Yeah. That's why he was kind of Fred Astaire and stuff a little bit.
Well, he knew that, you know, he wasn't comfortable. And in the back of his head, I know we're cutting him tomorrow, you know.
Sure. But officially, it won't be post June 1, right?
It is post June 1.
So now we get to the realization of, you know, the ramifications cap-wise. They're going to save $4.5 million.
Correct.
Because he had just signed an extension. So that becomes real. And, you know, Harbs even said during the thing we played on Sunday, he mentioned the cap specifically. Football, all right, Tyler Loops made zero kicks in the NFL. Justin Tucker's the most accurate kicker in the history of the league, who holds, by the way, the longest field goal ever kicked in the league at 68-yarder. What? And was perfect post-bye. So it couldn't have been a performance-based issue. But would you buy a cap situation?
No. If I'm Chad Steele after Harbs got done, Harbs, you handled it perfectly. You did exactly how we practiced it. You know, Harbs was told what he needed to say, and he did it perfectly. He wasn't comfortable. It wasn't natural. It didn't come out natural. You know, he was uncomfortable when he said it. So he said what he had to say, football, cap, you know, all those types of things. So it had to do with football and not off the field. And from the Ravens' perspective, not one person has even mentioned Eric or John about off the field because they would get in trouble. Then he could file a grievance and do all those types.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.